Blog Talk Radio. here. After going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
Be on mute a little while because I'm still at work there, Reverend Herring, but just thank the Lord for allowing us to come together one more time.
That's it.
Just thank you.
That's it.
Could have been the other way.
It's a blessing. Yes, sir. It's a blessing. It's a privilege. Yes, sir.
I'm going to be back on mute because this wind is pretty rough there, Reverend Herring, but thank you again.
Okay.
Just thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I come thanking him also. Good morning. Thank God how he blessed us. We had a little strong storms down this way, tornadoes and such, and wind blowing, but God kept us through the night. I was want to tell him thank you that as far as I know, my family is doing fine. So I want to tell God thank you for that. And I just have a praise this morning. I want to give God thanksgiving, and I want to stir those up that love God to just tell him, thank him, and praise him for what the things he have already done. Even trials and tribulations, we praise him and we thank him of how he blessing us to overcome. We thank him how he seems over and over to help us make ends meet. Just want to tell him, thank you. We don't thank God enough. We don't praise him enough. We complain a whole lot, but how much do we just tell God thank you in spite of how he's made a way so many times out of no way? How many times in spite of, hallelujah, what you're going through, you can raise your hand and tell God, I thank you for how you brought me. That's what the elders used to do with our forefathers. You say, thank you for how you taught me. Thank you how you made a way. Thank you, but I know that, hallelujah, I'm not where I ought to be, but I thank you, God, I'm not where I used to be. I can see myself growing. I can see myself getting better. I thank him for the little things. I thank him for the great things. I thank him because I look and see how things could have been, but God made the difference in my life, and I just give him praise. I give him thanks. Praise is what I do when I'm going through. When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I have a chance. I'll praise him at all times. That song says, I vow to praise you in all that I go through. See, this is how we can reach God, because when we praise God, God inhabits the praise of his people. In other words, when you praise him, when you lift him up, he comes down and he inhabits. He dwells with us. Oh, hallelujah. He dwells with us. What better way to get God's attention than giving him thanks, giving him glory, and giving him honor for the good he have done? Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 150 tells us to praise ye the Lord. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to praise ye the Lord as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come, God, just to say thank you for your goodness. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Father God, we thank you for everything that is well as it is, Father God, because it could have been so much worse, but you kept your hand of protection over your children. We tell you, thank you. We could have been dead, sleeping in our graves, but you look upon our golden moments. You allow them to roll on just a little while longer. So, God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We look upon this day as a new chance, a new mercy that you've given us, Father God. Many times you lift burdens, and sometimes you allow burdens to stay. But, oh, Father God, we know that you have never left us, even in our burdens, even in our troubles. You're there. So we tell you, thank you, Lord. We just want to love on you this morning. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we love you. God, we adore you. Ain't nobody like you. We thank you, Father God. In advance, we thank you. Oh, Father God, just to be with you, just commune with you, just to feel your love. Lord, we tell you, thank you. Well, we give you glory. Hey, we tell you, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and just say thank you, Lord. Amen. Hey. I just want to tell him thank you for all he's done for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For how many times he set me free. How many times when I go to him. Hallelujah. Each and every time he has an answer. May not be the answer that I want to hear, but he has an answer each and every time. Hallelujah. How he supplies all my needs, everything I ever needed. Oh, God have supplied it. He has, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I sung that at my mother's home. Going, it was back to during the COVID. A lot of things was shut down. So we had to have it just right there at the grave. Oh, hallelujah. At the cemetery, just had a short little service, but a song, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. So every time God allows you to wake up and see another day, I don't care how it looks or what troubles may be waiting upon you, but you need to raise your hand and tell God, thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for how you have brought me, how you have taught me. Thank you for making a way. For you need to tell God, thank you. Psalms 150 said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellence. Oh, his excellent greatness. We are here stirred up to praise God. Praise God for his sanctuary and the privileges we enjoy by having his sanctuary among us. And God has so blessed it that his sanctuary can be all around us. Every time we set out a place to praise him, God can come in and make that his sanctuary for in his inhabits the praise of his people. He comes in and he sits down and, oh, hallelujah. Hey, he creates time and space out of that we may lift our hands and tell him, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. That we may praise him, that we may adore him, that we may love him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psalter and harp. Oh, hallelujah. Do you have a praise for your God? Have he done something for you? Oh, hallelujah. Have he made a way? Have you dried your brown tears? Have he lifted burdens? Oh, have he touched your body? Have he healed your body? Have he regulated your mind? Somebody ought to know that he's good, he's great, and his mercy endured to all generations. Somebody tell me, have he been good? I know he's been good more than just to me. I know he's made a way for more than just for me. I know he has lifted somebody's burdens more than just me. I know that he has blessed somebody. He has healed somebody. He has touched somebody's voice. I know I'm not the only one. I know there's many more to say, I love you, Lord, because you heard my cry. I love you, Lord. Hey, I love you, Lord. I adore you. I worship you. I praise you. I thank you. You need to tell somebody and even remind yourself that God has been just that good. Oh, hallelujah. He's been just that good. He's made a way just that many times. He brought me. He's taught me. He's never left me. Even I deserve justice, but he gives me mercy, grace, hallelujah, that I may, when I fall, that I may strengthen myself and stand back up and go on a little while longer and try just a little bit better. He's been just that good, y'all. He's been just that good. Psalms 150, Psalms 150, that fourth verse will tell you, praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. That first song that we listened to, we said, he said, I don't want no wax. Hallelujah. Do you want a rock crying out for you? A rock can't tell, oh, hallelujah, what he done for me. Oh, hallelujah. A rock can't tell how he set me free. A rock can't tell how he delivered me, how he brought me out. A rock can't tell how he made a way for me. Oh, a rock can't tell my story. How I can tell my story. I can testify what God has done for me. I was born, hallelujah. I was born with great asthma, but God delivered me. I was born, I was a twin. I was weaker than my twin, but God took my twin and left me. God made a miracle. Hallelujah. I was only a half a pound when I was born. I was premature, 6 months, a half a pound. Can you imagine a half a pound? But God made a way. He made a way. Hallelujah. And the healthy one, my twin brother was the healthiest one, but God hardly chose to take him and left me. Oh, my God. He's been great. He's been wonderful. They told my mom I wouldn't live that long, but God has blessed me to see senior citizenship. Won't he do it? Oh, hallelujah. I thank him. I love him. I adore him because he gave me a chance. Hallelujah. He gave me a chance that I would praise him, that I would remember his goodness and his mercy. Yeah, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. In verse 6, which is the entire, it said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. If you have breath, you need to tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. I had COVID twice. I could hardly breathe, but when I got a chance where I could breathe, I whispered, thank you, God. Because I know it was his goodness, his mercy that brought me through. I had dreams. I had dreams. I had dreams. I had dreams that I was, oh, hallelujah. I had dreams that I was in the casket already. but God, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He has really made a way for me, and I will forever give him praise, forever thank him. But all that I need is in him. I love him. I worship him. I adore him. I am reminded time after time the way he has made for me. I'm reminded time after time how he has loved on me. So why should I not love on him? For all that I have needed, he has provided. So great is our faithfulness. He's faithful. He's law. He's just. Oh, hallelujah. His truth endures to all generations. So if he loves us, hallelujah, we love him, but he first loved us. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. I love him. I adore him. He's good. He's just that good. You need to think about it sometime. Let us praise God, our Savior. Hallelujah. We need not care to know what instrument to use, music to mention, as long as you got a praise. You got a praise in your voice. And even if you can't see, sing, even if you have the activity of your limbs, if you don't even know what words to say, you can just lift your hand and just wave them. Wave them to the Lord. Wave them to the Lord, for he's good. He can use whatever instrument he wants to use. Hallelujah. But whatever instrument you can use it for the Lord and give him praise. Give him honor. Adore him. Why don't you love him sometimes? Why don't you love him sometimes? I ask you the question. Why don't you love him sometimes? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Boy, he's good. Hallelujah. He's good. He's good. Oh, hallelujah. My daughter blessed me with a song one time. Oh, it had such an effect on me. I was having a little tough financial trouble and feeling a little down, but she sent me a song. It said, God provide. So watch, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's about Tamla, man. It said, God provide. So why should I worry about my life when it has, oh, it has come through so many times. Thank you, Lord. We need to give God some praise. And one thing about when we praise him, God comes in. When we praise him, when we adore him, he comes in. He'll set up camp, and he'll not only just have his presence there, but he dwells among when you praise him. You might have had a meanness in your heart, but if you just open your heart and God, feel the love of God moving. Hallelujah. Just like he did in the beginning when he moved up on the face of the waters of the deep. He'll move up even on your deep troubles. He'll move in. Hallelujah. He'll move in and make a way. Hallelujah. But just remember to give him thanks. Remember to give him praise. Remember to give him glory. Remember to give him honor. Oh, hallelujah. Just remember to talk to him. Tell him thank you. Tell him, Lord, I love you. I love you, for you've done so much. You've been so good. You've been better to me than I have had since to be to myself. And I just need to tell you thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I need to tell you thank you. I thank you, because you've been good. You've been kind. I need to tell you thank you. And the best way I can tell him thank you, hallelujah, I can obey. I can do his will. That's the best way. Hallelujah. I can abide by his word. That's the best way, because Revelation 21 has tell me these words, they're faithful and they're true. They're faithful and they're true. I can, in other words, I can build a foundation upon him. I can stand upon him because I know he's good. I know he's good. I know he's a way maker. I know he's a mind regulator. I know many and many times, hallelujah, he has wiped tears from my eyes. I know many and many times. time after time after time. Revelation 21:5. And he that sat upon the throne say, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Hallelujah. They're true. It tells you right there in the book, Revelation 21:5. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And verse 7 will tell you, he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I just wanted to praise him this morning, y'all. I just want to tell him, thank you. I just want to, Lord, I just don't have words sometimes when I think about his goodness, when I think about his love for me, when I think about what he has done and what he had already done. Calvary, even with Calvary, we could stop there, but God, he didn't stop there. Not only did he live, but he died. Not only did he die, and then he preached to the captives in hell. And not only did he do that, he rose. Hallelujah. And he brought people with him when he rose, and for a testimony, walked around the city and then ascended back to heaven and sprinkled blood on the mercy seat. Not only did he do that, but he's still doing day after day, day in, day out. He's still loving us. He's still talking to us. He's still walking with us. He's still encouraging us. He's still even in the Holy Spirit of the comforter that he sends. Hallelujah. He's still. He's still doing great things. You need to tell him, thank you. You need to tell him, Lord, I love you. Lord, you've been better to me. Think about it. Better to you than you have had since to be to yourself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, come on, somebody. Somebody need to tell him, thank you. Somebody push the one, but you don't even have to say a word. You just push the one, but I see your hand. That's just like you being in the church and the preacher is preaching or the choir singing and you're sitting there and then you just wave your hand. You don't say a word. You just wave your hand and show us a witness that you're telling him, Lord, thank you. Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I adore you. I want to open you up if you don't want to be open. But if you just push that one button, you just wave your hand. I see one already. I hear you. I hear you. I see you, Brother D. I see one already telling them thank you. Hallelujah. He promised.
In my name.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Tell of his goodness one to another. Remind one another that he's good. Somebody need to hear. Somebody going through. Somebody need to hear that he's good. Hallelujah. Somebody need to hear. Somebody need to hear he's still healing. Somebody waiting on a healing. Somebody need to hear he's still healing. Somebody waiting on a deliverance. Somebody need to hear he's still delivering. Somebody shackle bound. Somebody need to hear that he's still setting free. Somebody need to hear it. Hey, somebody need, oh, thank you. Somebody need to hear it. Somebody need to hear he's able. Whatever you're going through, he's able. Somebody still need to hear that. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, and I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You've been so good. I tell him, I tell you, if you talk to him like that, he'll give you another reason to tell him thank you. You've been so good. Hey, you've been so good, and I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. I tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. I tell him I love him.
Thank you.
I tell him I adore him. I try to show him with my action. I try to show him with my praise. I try to show him that I believe his word. I try to be not only a hearer, but I try to do his word. And when I do his word, it activates that I believe that I heard that the word is true and faithful that I can, I can stand upon it. I can lean upon it. I can hope in it.
Come on now.
And it's faithful. In other words, you can accept it. You can believe in it as to be true. Accept it. And when you accept it, when you believe it, then you shall receive the benefits of it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, real, when you're sitting here, one of your brothers praising the Lord, and you know God for yourself, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good to hear one of your brothers or sisters just praising the Lord.
Yeah.
And when you tell God thank you, like my brother just told you, God will react on your prayers. I'm sitting there listening to him this morning, and I went all the way to the end of Psalm 150. And I like the verse 6 when it says, let everything
that
has breath praise the Lord.
Let everything.
And when I read that, Rip, I thought about this song that we play a lot. It said, if the robbers can say thank you, surely you can too.
if the birds
can thank him. He's so good to man until he even fixed the way out of no way before there was a way. He made sure the birds could eat, and the birds don't plant nothing, but he feed them. He said, even the robins can say thank you. You know,
we
think about Brother D's gas situation, and it's a reason to tell God thank you. But there's been many other situations that the Lord has delivered man out of, and then you tell God thank you. I wake up, I find myself some morning, I be driving down the highway. I try to wake up every morning and tell him good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself sometimes driving down the highway and I just speak to him. You know, there's a special connection with you when you have the love.
Mm-hmm.
You love more. You care more. Your desires of your brothers and sisters to do good is more of it when you love the Lord. I was listening the other day. I said, I haven't heard from my brother Eric. I haven't heard from him. I took the other day and I sent him a text. I said, well, big head boy, you know I'm starting to miss you over here. So I'm starting to get worried about you because I ain't heard from you. See, it's nothing but it's just God's love. And this is why Rev cried this morning, hollering, thank you, Lord. You
Lord.
You should tell God thank you while you can. They're going to come one day, our tongue going to be glued to the roof of our mouth.
Come on now.
I won't study no more. And then we won't be able to tell God thank you. But there's an opportunity right now. We have a chance right now. And I'm not going to let mine go back. I can't say
thank you,
what the next person going to do. But I'm like, Rev. Here, I'm not going to allow my golden years that God has allowed to roll on and let my opportunity to tell God thank you to go back without telling God thank you. Oh, Lord, I love you. And I truly place no one above you. I just want to
thank
you this morning for what you've already done. Not for what you're going to do or what I want you to do, but what you've already done. Lord, you know I appreciate you. You know I love you, Lord, how you allowed the gas man to come and be a Christian and allow that to keep burning. But, Lord, you know I love you, and I thank you for how you delivered me out of sin. Lord, you know I thank you for how you caught me one morning, one night, when I was surrounded by some guys, and I knew they wanted to do some harm to me. But you still my tongue. Anyone call me D, I would answer. Young man walked up behind me and said, hey, D, what up, man? What up, D? I said, man, I ain't D. It was nothing but the grace of God that let me say, I ain't D. I was listening to a young sister just the other day after service when I went, and she came on and she said that she was speeding down the street trying to get to work. There was a car in front of her, and he was wasn't going fast enough for her, so she jetted on around him. And when she jetted around him, she said she got a stop or two up, and she saw some two boys clump out the bushes. And when they came out, she said one had a gun in his hand. And as he was walking up to the one, the other was walking up to the other one. And she said that very car that she was getting upset with, that she jetted around, he came out of nowhere. And when he came up, they started to run off, and she took off. And when she went into a parking lot, she said the same car fired in it and told her, hold on, I seen the whole thing stop. I got the police already on the way. He had already called. In other words, God has showed that there's two people following me. And they closed their eyes. God, I'm going to say it again, that there's two people following me. And they closed their eyes. See, that very car that she passed up and was angry with those two people are following me. And they close behind. See, it's just grace and mercy. And when you love the Lord, they'll follow you everywhere you go. I thank God for allowing grace and mercy to be present. See, I'm so glad, Rip, that he can sit in Detroit. He can look in Houston, Texas. He can be over in Dallas, Texas, but yet he'll shine in Chicago. I'm so glad to know that I know that God can do just what he said. Oh, I love it this morning. I have love this morning. I'm so sorry that I had to miss yesterday. My phone didn't want to act right. I couldn't get on. I couldn't rest all day. But the Lord has spared me to have a little over 23% of juice this morning. I said, you know what? I'm not going to answer no calls. I'm not going to talk anymore until after my service go off, because I must hear the word of God. There's nothing like ending your work week, starting your weekend with God. There's just nothing like it. When you start off with the Lord, you have set yourself up for success. And when you leave God, you're setting yourself up for failure. And the Bible told me, I like to tell people that I pass the scripture for. The scripture said, choose ye this day. See, God has answered. I said the other day, he'll ask the question, and he'll give you the answer. Are you willing to accept the answer? I just love the Lord. I heard Rev say his words. He said, he may not answer the answer I want to answer, but he gives me an answer. And see, one thing we know about God's answer, it's the right answer. It's the right answer. We want this over here to be blue, but he said red. Red got to be right. Red can't be wrong. See, blue seemeth right unto man. See, there's a present scripture for it. Blue was seen right unto man, but red got to be the answer. I just thank God for just being God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for allowing my brothers to be here, to give us this word every morning. I thank you. Lord, I ask that you continue, as always, continue to watch over them, continue to bless them, continue to keep them, Lord Jesus, that we will be able to continue to spread God's word. My Bible has instructed me that if just one will come in out the rain, says the angel rejoices. And I know, I'm so glad that I know. I don't just know, but I'm so glad that I know.
Thank you,
that
Lord.
God prepared this morning's service for a purpose.
Yes, sir.
He has prepared.
Thank you,
my brother, I like the way God worked. But when God's plan first started, Reverend Henry wasn't even on in the picture. Mm-hmm. When God's plan first started. But the Bible says his word must go forth. I like that. Now, Reverend Eric has had to step back for a moment for whatever the reason is. He's had to step back, and he'll be back as soon as he can. But you see how God had already made a way out of nowhere before there was a way. Before God's plan ever came into effect, the Lord had already put Rum here in place. Man didn't know it, but God knew it. I just thank God for it. I'm so glad. So glad. That I know sometimes I just look in the mirror sometimes and just smile at myself, just knowing the fact that I know the Lord and the pardon of my sin. So let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We should take that to heart today. If we take nothing else from the service this morning, we should take that to heart today and give God some praises, because his children shine on you. He'll shine on us. But Brody, what do you mean? Well, he woke you this morning. He gave you a great portion of health and strength. You're in your right mind. And then he sent one of his servants to give you his word. Oh, God has shined on you this morning. God has shined on you this morning. Hey, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If the Lord said the same, my brother, I'll be looking forward to Monday morning. Ask that you keep me in my prayer, your prayers, as I keep you in your family hours. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you. Your comments, thank you for that love. Praise the Lord. Thank you for keep on thanking God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. That's sweet. You send in two portraits. Praise God. When we put our cares into his hands, he put his peace into our hearts.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. When we put our cares into his hands, he put his peace in our hearts. So we truly thank him. We have a Savior who doesn't merely know about our pain. He lived it. He knows, he cares. One day our grief will be turned into joy.
Yes, it
will. One day our grief will be turned into joy. Hallelujah. Two portraits. Also, she sent in a season for everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1-13 talks about these seasons to everything. There is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time is a time for it all. Hallelujah. I'm glad God puts me in his time. commitment to Christ is a daily calling that challenging us. It challenges us. Commitment. Hallelujah. Commitment to Christ is a daily calling that challenges us. Think about it. And so he gives us this season. It's a time to mourn, dance, war, and hug, refrain from hugging, love. It's a time for all that. But God so quickly puts us in season in our time. Hallelujah. Commit, but it's a daily commitment when we follow Christ. It's a daily calling that challenges us to keep on keeping on, that challenges us that our steps would be ordered, that we would walk the way we should walk, that we would talk the way we should talk. It challenges us to live holy. But I'm encouraged to live holy. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged to walk right. I'm encouraged to talk right. It's a daily challenge, day in and day out. God bless you. You open, Tim, Rev, you open.
All righty. I just wanted to come on. I had a lot of noise at first, but I just came on to tell you and say to everyone that I love the Lord and I thank him for all that he's done for me in my life. And that, you know, sometimes we don't even say thank you for the little things. And you know, Reverend Henry, I'm trying to hold the tears back, but I'm not a millionaire. I'm not rich and have all kind of fame and glory. But I'm satisfied, and I thank him because he knows what's best for me.
That's it, but
he knows what's best for me. Thank you, Lord.
Satisfied.
So I just say thank you. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for another good day. Thank you for being my God. Oh, yes, Lord. Allow me to be your servant. Thank you. I'm satisfied. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. That's it, but I'm satisfied.
Yes, sir.
You know, Reverend Harry, that was a song. That was a song we sung back when I was a kid. It said, satisfied. Satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied. And for Tim, satisfied. Yes, sir. You sing this song when I was short. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to tell God thank you while you can.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Rev couldn't have closed the week out with a better servant. Praise you, the Lord. That's the song I listen to every day. It says, every day and every hour, I want to feel your holy power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Every day. You want to tell God thank you, because you should want to feel the Lord.
You know what, Brother D and Reverend Henry? You know, some people out there in California, I was watching them on the news, they had all that snow and didn't know what to do. Couldn't get food, can't get medicine, couldn't even get out the house. But I can get in my car and go. Tornadoes going everywhere, storms of life just coming, but he didn't let it come near me. Thank you, Lord, for protecting and keeping us, man. We got to tell him thank you for the little things.
You need to tell him thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, his mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
For his mercy. Hallelujah. His mercy. Hallelujah. His mercy and his grace. Unmerited favor toward us. Unmerited favor. Oh, hallelujah. It's the grace of God. Hallelujah. And his love for us. His love for us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And I'm thankful that I had a mother that prayed for me, a mother that introduced me to you, Lord. Thank you. A mother that prayed for me. My daddy loved the Lord and worked at the church and did everything he was supposed to do and tried to be an upstanding citizen in the neighborhood and community. Thank you, Lord, for a family that loved you. Thank you, Lord.
They loved you.
So I thank you. My.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We just don't know.
Just don't know just how good God truly is to me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. I know when we start to remember, you know, only thing we have to do is just remember what he has done, and it gives us courage and strength. What he will do.
Just try to go on.
You don't believe me? Just watch him. You don't believe me? Just watch him. Watch him show up. Oh, hallelujah. Watch him come through because he's just that good. Hallelujah. He's going to be faithful. He's going to be from everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting. He's going, if he made a way before, he's going to keep on making a way. Hallelujah. If he's been awesome, if he's been great, if he's been wonderful, he's going to continue to be great, wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It talks about an awful day will surely come, but those that have been trying to do like they're supposed to be, they've been trying to be right. They've been trying to do the right. They try, but God in their trying, he counts that unto righteousness when you try. When you try to do the best that you can. He looked at as being righteous because in faith you're trying to be perfect. You know what I mean? That shall come, will come. Any way you want to put it, he's gonna make you the striving to perfection. He's gonna make you perfect one day.
Hallelujah. And when you long for him,
we read the other day. Over that month. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You must first believe that God is who he says he is, and he can do what he says he can do, and he is a reward of him that diligently seeking. Are you seeking the Lord? Are you seeking while he may be found? Are you calling upon him while he is near? So that you're striving and hoping for, your hope is in him. He's going to do something with that hope. If you pray hope, you keep on. Hey, because he's going to answer that prayer. If you pray in faith, keep on, because he's going to answer that prayer. If you're looking for him to come through, if you're hoping and trusting and depending upon you, keep on doing it, because he's going to come through. He's going to make a way.
He's
going to settle all accounts. Oh, hallelujah. Because he did it in the past. He's going to do it right now. If he's been your hope, keep on hoping. Keep on depending. Keep on loving him and watching. And one thing about it, when you praise him, he comes in and he inhabits. He dwells with you when you praise him. Praising the Lord, keep on, because he inhabits the praise of his people. In other words, he comes in and he literally sits down on those praises. As you lifting them up, you find yourself, when you praise God, you feel better. You see, Lord, yes, I thank you. You think better.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
when you try to be good, you be better. Hallelujah.
You do better.
Oh, my God,
better.
My God, my God. Thank you, Lord.
God,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God,
hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. This song right here will tell you, it said, praise is what I do.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
oh, hallelujah. Praise is what I do. Just a moment. That's a real short moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise is truly what I do.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Close to you, think about it. If you want to get close to God, praise him. If you want him to start whispering at you, talking to you, praise him. If you want him to start communicating with you, praise him. Try to live right. Praise him in your living, in your giving. Give to him some time and watch him give you some time. Open the book sometime. Just do a little reading and you start to read his word. God will start to talk to you through his word that you are reading. Hallelujah. Then you'll find that relationship growing with you and he, that personal relationship where you can be intimate with God, where you can love on God, he love on you, and you ask him for things and he answer your prayer. Hallelujah. You feel his love, his warmth of his love. Open your heart to him. Why don't you? Hallelujah. You may have opened your heart a little bit, but fully open your heart to him and let him bless you. He wants to bless you. He wants to show you his goodness, because he's just that good. He wants you to taste and see that the Lord, he is good. He wants you to taste of him. Hallelujah. Experience him. Experience the testimonies that he want to give you. He wants that each and every one to have the testimony, I was lost, but now I'm found. He wants everyone to be able to say that God has been my Savior, my deliverer, my strong tower. Hallelujah. My all in all. Pastor used to sing a song, I don't know what he is to you.
I know what
but
he
I
is.
But I just hope he is to you what he is to me. Jesus is all I like to own. He is my chief cornerstone. He said, I don't know what Jesus is to you. Some say he's a rose of Sharon. Some say he's a lily of the valley. Some say he's a bright and morning star.
Bright and morning star.
Thank you, Lord. Some say. And he's a lily down in the valley. Jesus is all back to me. But I don't know what he is to you, Brother D, but to me, he's been good. I don't know what he is to you, Brother D, but to me, he's been a waymaker. I don't know what he is to you, Brother Nutty, but I know he's brought me out. I don't know what he is to you, God's plan, but to me, he has ground up brown and tears. He has turned the darkness into day. But for me, all the things he has provided, so great is our faithfulness. Oh, God.
He's the balm that's in Gilead. He's the one that soothes all the pain and all the suffering and injury that this life brings. He's the medicine that we need. Yes, I like that. We're talking good today.
Thank you, Jesus.
My. Oh, hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you.
Thank you, though, Brush. Yeah. The old people used to sum it up. They would just say, he's my all in all. Some would just say, he's my everything. He's my everything. Uh-huh. He would just sum it up and say, he's my everything.
Mm-hmm.
God is so good to me.
Thank you,
so
Lord.
To me. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he is. You ought to just thank you, Lord.
You
really ought to just tell God thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We sit there talking about just how good God is, and
thank
I'm just
you,
flipping
Jesus.
Pages and catching a verse here or catching a verse there, and I just flipped
thank
over to Psalm 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He's my strength. What are you doing for you? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Says my heart, trust in
him. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Reverend Harris.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Harris. I want to play something right now because I know I'm a different person.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
Amen.
I know I've been changed.
Thank you, Lord.
I know I've been changed. That's it. I know I've been changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, brother. That's it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's it.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
You know that
I know I've been changed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The angels in heaven done shine. What followed me down to that old John train? Lord, I
Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all again.
Yes, sir.
Because I know I'm a different person than I was last year and the year before and the year before and the year before.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm going back to the place one more time. Thank you. Thank you again.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know that me, Rob Harry, you heard me say earlier, it's hard when you know God. You know what I said? When you know God, when you know the Lord yourself, you just can't sit back and let your brother have all the fun. Let your sister have, you just can't do it. God has a way of touching man. He says, the angels in heaven. And sign my name. You know, Brother Nettie said, Brother Nettie said, I know. He didn't say, I think. I hope. He said, I know. I'm a different person now.
Yeah.
You said it, my fool, when you said it. See, because we can't fix self. He didn't do it himself.
That's right.
We didn't do it ourselves. But if we could, we would do it, mess it up more. But God, he still sees it. And then you understand more now why Reverend Harris said, just praise him. I just want to love on him.
This is why
you want to love on God. When you realize the change that God has made in you, when you realize the pleasure that he has given you, then you start to understand what he means when he says, I give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Man don't understand your peace. Man can't understand your peace. That's why you want to love on him. That's why Reverend Harris sometimes just give him a kiss. Yeah, I just want to love
on
him.
Yes, praise him.
In the name of Jesus, just praise God.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Yes,
so
thank
good.
You for his goodness.
So good. Yes.
Thank you for his goodness and his mercy.
Yes.
How his truth endured. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, he whispered to me one time. He said, obedience brings blessing.
Yes, sir.
Obedience brings blessing. Hallelujah. Obedience. But you want to be blessed. Just obey him. Obey his word. Try to do. You know, you might can't do. You might can't do all what the next person is gonna do, but just
Amen.
Do a little bit.
Amen.
God gives you.
Take
little baby steps.
That's watch him be a blessing.
Just little baby steps and watch him. Yes, you have your faith in him, trust in him, hope
yes,
in him,
will.
Lean on him, not us, but him, and watch him lift
you. In him, we
watch
move.
Him lift
in him, we have our
being.
Yes,
sir. Watch him move. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, he will. He wants
thank
to do
you,
it.
Lord.
He true. Wants to do it. Yes,
hallelujah. It says, and Mother just attended and change. He said, thought for the day, our prayers change circumstances and change us, and changes us. Listen, our prayer, it changes circumstances, and it changes us. When we talk to God about it, it changes the circumstances. It calls us when God shows love to you, answer your prayer. It makes you think about it. Oh, hallelujah. Makes you love him even more so. Hallelujah. When he comes through for you, when you have leaned and hope only in him, and you know it wasn't nobody but him that did it for you. Oh, God, give us the will to keep praying and trusting that you will hear and respond. Thank you, Amy.
Yes,
thank you, Amy Martha. Wonderful.
Yes,
you said, oh, God, give us the will to keep praying and trusting
yes.
that you will hear and respond. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, man. Thank
yes.
you. Praise God.
And
praise
you,
God.
You see the Bible
yes.
said, real. You said,
yes,
she
sir.
Said, after, while you read it, what Martha said, only what the Bible says, in thee, oh, Lord, do I put my trust.
That's it.
If you
that's
just trust,
right.
trust in it.
Yes, that's
trust
it.
Trust in it.
That's it.
And he will. And he
thank
will.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And he
yeah.
will.
That it will. Hallelujah. That it will. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. That 28 and 6 is saying, blessed be the Lord because he hath heard the voice of my supplication.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart
yes.
trusts in him
yes,
and God. I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. That's David there. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you trust in him, when you trust him and he comes through, you can't help but praise him because you know that you, who you trusted in, who you have hope in, and he shows you the benefits of that hope and that trust. Hallelujah. I've learned, the elders used to say, I've learned how to
lean
and depend
on
Jesus.
I learned that. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
I learned
thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not by might, but by his spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. All right. I just want to continue to encourage your heart throughout the week. Just remember to give God some praise. Just if it's just a short prayer, I love you, Lord.
That's it.
I love
that's
you, Lord.
That's
thank
it.
You, Lord.
That's it.
Real short. Just say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank
yes,
you. Sir. Thank you, Lord. Just talk to him.
Well, your man said, Jesus will. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you mm-hmm. see,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Remember that he wept.
Yes, sir. That he wept.
Remember that he wept.
That.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
remember.
Yes,
remember. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. All right. You know, I'm going to pray and just tell God, thank you. But Robin can say thank you.
Yes, surely
you
can I can
do.
No, I can.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I got a right to pray. I got a right. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
I got a right
thank
to
you.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got a right to praise God.
As we go to God in prayer, thank you, Jesus. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, we come right now humbly before thee just to tell you thank you, Father. With thanksgiving upon our hearts we come. First, ask you to forgive us for all sin known and unknown in the name of Jesus. And thank you for this opportunity that you've given to us to praise you. Let us be mindful that we praise you with our living, with our giving, with our works, as we're trying to work for you. Let us remember to praise you. Let us remember to uphold, hallelujah, the things that you taught us, hallelujah, so you can continue to bring us, hallelujah, even closer and closer to you. Yes, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we adore you. Hallelujah. Just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't want to ask for nothing, Lord, but just to tell you thank you, Lord. We just want to tell you, Lord, we love you. We just want to think of you, Lord. Hallelujah. And put you first continually in our life. Hallelujah. But the only way we can do that, Lord, if we just ask one thing of you, Lord, help us do thy will. Hallelujah. Help us do thy will in Jesus' name. We pray and we thank you, Lord, continue to go with us, stand by us, protect us, and keep us. Hallelujah. Bless us. We'll be mindful that we blessed you back in Jesus' name. We thank you and we love you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me let them know how all this is possible, Brother D. I'm going to let them know right here, Brother D, how all this is possible. How all this is possible, Brother D.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'll give you peace,
yeah.
When the storm is raging, I'll be your light, when the road ahead seems dim, I have the power.
joy in the name of Jesus.